Points.
Well, hey there. Welcome to the Broad Points Podcast. I am your host, the broad that points, the broad with the points. It's me, Tyler the Lady. And, you know, it is so easy to go down the path of what if. What if? It can go either way. I'll start by saying that. It is an option. I don't know about you, but in my past, it has, we'll say, gone in a negative route. We've gone down the negative path. What if I walk outside and I get trapped in a dust storm? What if I accidentally bleach all of my laundry? What if horrible thing happens? And maybe it's because I grew up watching horror films. It's easier for me to go that way. Maybe we blame it on societal conditioning of just, you know, general fear mongering and, you know, having people generally just be afraid of everything that they don't understand. Whatever you want to call it, you know, it actually is still an option. What if has an option? And I know it's so easy to just kind of stop yourself and say, like, no, don't what if yourself right now. Just be in the moment. And that is great, too. It is 100% fabulous to just, when you're feeling some sort of way, stop and check in with your breath. Check in with your body. Check in with something that allows you to recognize that you're in the present moment. On my walks, I listen to the birds. There's numerous things, if you're not ready to be with yourself, that can ground you in this moment. And if you want to still play the what if game, because not everything is bad, right? No good or bad. Let's play the what if game and let's swing it the other way. What if it all works out? What if whatever you're going to do that is giving you anxiety, that is making you sick to your stomach, that's making you physically clench up or question or doubt yourself? What if it all works out? What if everything goes according to plan? I think it's important to recognize the opportunity that we have with some of these tools that maybe we've been using to hurt ourselves, to maybe limit ourselves. Instead, we can flip it. Flip it and reverse it, and then see the positives. Allow ourselves to sort of, you know, manifest, if you will. I know some people don't like the foo-foo language, but to manifest, to visualize what happens if it all goes right. And with that, we will jump into the fundamental phrase for the week. And this week, it is, practice makes progress. Progress, people. Practice makes progress. It is not about perfection. Your life, your being, it is not about perfection. And that's coming from somebody who really struggled. And even still, right, it is a practice to not be a perfectionist, to not let perfectionism take over, to allow the human bits to shine through. And especially in the art world, the little pieces that shine through in whatever you're doing, that's what makes it uniquely you. That's what separates the different pieces. Without those little bits of differences, without the brush strokes or the way paint mixes or the way your fingers dig into clay, you know, it becomes robotic, right? And a lot of things are becoming robotic, don't get me wrong, but recognizing that, hey, you're not a robot. We're not robots. Allow yourself the space, allow yourself the compassion to not make mistakes, but to encounter learning opportunities. By seeing these opportunities instead of mistakes, we're allowing ourselves the love, the learning, to be able to grow. Think about how many times when somebody is attacking you, right? We have different reactions, and sometimes one of those reactions can be to clam up, to just kind of shut down. And with that, those whatever their intention is, whether that be good or bad, the way that it is communicated really impacts how the message is received. It's not what you say, it is how you say it. And when we allow somebody loving, right, when somebody loving comes to you with feedback and encouragement, right, when we lead with love and compassion and encouragement, it makes that information so much easier to be received, which in turn makes it easier to learn from. And these are all external examples, right? And you know I love to go external. Now let's get internal, which I also love. Internally, there is a voice in our head, right? There is a voice at times that can bring positivity, that can bring encouragement. And there's also that gremlin that can question what we're doing or why we're doing it or that we're doing it well enough. And in these moments, we can choose how we speak to ourselves. We can choose to give encouragement. And the definition for encouragement is giving someone support, confidence, or hope. And when I read that, I thought positive motivation. Right? The idea to lift somebody up, we're uplifting. And then the additional, because you can't just like say one thing without people just going crazy, is without putting others down. And this, again, is a practice of mine, trying to lift people up, in myself included, without putting other people down. We don't have to put our focus on the negativity. Again, that law of attraction. If we're focusing on the positive, we will attract more positive. And for me, it's like when you do a search and you have way too many results and you're like, oh, I don't need all of this. And you just put on that filter without putting others down. And what you're really left with is focusing on yourself. When you take away putting down other people and just being uplifting, having that positive motivation, that support, you're able to get into the visualizations, right? The what if everything goes right visualization. And that becomes so much clearer. We're not having that hazy filter over the top, that fog that we're trying to look through. Instead, we're removing those external factors. And I like to call the external factors what they are: excuses. Excuses. And when you remove all of the excuses from your life, from whatever you're putting your attention towards, you only have the things that are in your control that matter, that you're left to focus on, that you're able to dedicate your full energy to. And oh my goodness, another dance class example coming to you. At dance class, I have the best time. I really do. There is dance class etiquette that you learn the more you go to dance class. And one of those is like personal space. Because everybody has to be able to do the dance moves, right? You have to be spatially aware, whether that means being in two distinct lines, whether that means, you know, being wide enough from each other. Like, you just have to have enough room. Stay in your lane. And this week at one of the dance classes that I was at, I was like, I was ready. I have just decided to just fully give in to dancing and just decided that it all flows together. These dance instructors, they're not working against me. They're not like, I'm trying to make you do these crazy things back to back to back and that are just impossible. No, that they flow together. The choreography, it makes sense. And so I've been trying to just, again, practice makes progress, let myself go from the mistakes and just focus on the things that I want to do well. And at the end of the dance class, every day, you get to record yourself dancing. And sometimes you'll do it like once or twice, maybe three times, depending on how much time you have in the class. And this week, at one of the classes, we got to do it three times, which was great because the first time, it was so funny because we had been practicing aggressive the whole class. And then at the end for the first recording, the instructor goes, all right, now do it gentle. And my brain, I'm not going to lie, it kind of broke in that moment. I was like, gentle? What? What do you mean gentle? And so it was quite the trip. It was very funny. But I knew that was not going to be, we'll say, putting some judgment on it, my best take. But removing judgment the next time we did it, the person that I was next to was kind of starting to fade backwards into my lane, which we were doing choreography that required moving from left to right and being able to expand your arms and your legs fully. And so I, in that moment, I felt myself start to clam up, and I wasn't thinking about the choreography in that moment for that second take. I was thinking, well, how am I not going to hit this person? How am I going to make sure that I have the room? And so then I'm like trying to do these dance moves and accommodate another person. And that is not what this dance is about. So finally we get to the third take, and I'm ready for the third take, because as I start my recording, I walk back to my spot and I close my eyes and I tell myself, no more excuses. I'm going to dance my dance. I know the moves. The moves make sense. It all flows together. I'm going to allow myself to just fully commit, to sprinkle my flavor on it, and allow the moves to just flow through the song. And oh my goodness, if that is not what I did. And on occasion, I will send my recordings to my dance instructor, because sometimes they're just so good. I mean, you usually want foot your classes, so then promote your classes, you know, that it's marketing, right? But also, it's great to see your progress, not your perfection, not that you're nailing all the moves. She wants to see your progress. And I want to see my progress, which is honestly why I save every single video, because it allows me to see how far I've come. And this week, what she posted me underneath of a student spotlight. I could cry when she posted it. And she said, so proud of her growth, consistency, and positive attitude. Oh, you guys. I feel it. I really do. I feel like those are three things that I have actually really been trying to focus my energy on. And that's been my practice, right? I've been having a practice of growth, a practice of consistency, and a practice of positive attitude. It's not perfection, right? Even doctors, they're just practicing. We're all just practicing in everything we do. And self-love, it really is a practice. And this fundamental phrase, it means so much to me, because it just allows myself the grace to have those little bits of crack showing, you know, not butt crack, pull your pants up, but to have, you know, those little bits that make you unique, to have those things stand out. It allows for real self-love. It allows for real growth. And, you know, the focus, right? Do you want to eat less sugar, or do you want to eat more vegetables? It really is how we frame things. Because I know the more I push something away, the more I want that thing. But the more I focus on what I want, remove the excuses, it's so much clearer. And so allow yourself to remove some judgment, right? Allow yourself to focus on what you want. And when the first Despicable Me came out, this was probably my favorite quote from the movie. He says, the physical appearance of the pleas makes no difference. The physical appearance, it makes no difference. Life is all about growth. It's about progress. Allow yourself to experience the journey. Allow yourself to be human. Allow yourself to learn. And also, allow yourself to rate, review, like, and subscribe to the Broad Points Podcast. You can follow me on social media at Broad Points or at Tyler the Lady. And my email, if you do want to send me an email, it is broadpointspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you to everybody who has listened to all of the episodes and who has incorporated some of these practices. It warms my heart to hear your feedback and to see people in person and to get comments of how they're implementing some of these tools, some of these strategies. It is an absolute blast. So one more time with that fundamental phrase for this week: practice makes progress.